This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Look, I want to talk about Wyatt Langford being the everyday center fielder and weird statistical categories that people lead baseball in. I also want to tell you how to meet Adolis Garcia today.
Do
but
that.
I've also been informed of people putting together their super team list to fight this gorilla.
Oh my gosh.
And I'll tell you what I don't like.
This gorilla is not even out there. This is an imaginary, hypothetical gorilla, guys. This is not a real, no real gorillas volunteering to fight all these people.
Yeah, because we get gorillas to volunteer for most of the stuff they have to do. Those gorillas didn't volunteer to be in that zoo.
Just ask Harambe.
Oh, man.
You don't have the song either. You don't have it ready.
I don't have it ready, but I've listened to that song at least like 200 times. So I don't like people going to ChatGPT to get the answer for the 100 people against the gorilla, because sometimes people will be like, you can just Google it. But the fun is the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to hear the ramblings of nonsensical people and myself while we try to get this figured out. So we're going to get to that in just a second.
All right.
In the meantime, and this is definitely more pressing, you can meet Adolis Garcia today at Kroger on 3300 Texas Sage Trail in Fort Worth. Is that close to Alex's house and he probably could have gone if he wasn't working? Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
That would have sucked.
Well, tough luck for you. He'll be there starting at noon today.
From the 817, El Bombi's 2 miles from where I live, but I can't go because I'm stuck at stupid work. You can go. Mm. All you have to do is be missing for a little bit.
Oh, I'll see you guys later then.
Yeah, just do a bathroom break. It's 2 miles.
If I can tell you.
You have further to go, though.
I said this earlier. If the goaltender for the Minnesota Wild can leave a playoff game because he doesn't feel well, you can leave.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm bitter. I had it at 10-1 on underdog. You can leave your job to go meet Adolis Garcia. So he'll be there starting at noon. Meet Texas Rangers right fielder Adolis Garcia at the Kroger in Fort Worth, 3300 Texas Sage Trail. Now we're going to get to Wyatt.
Real quick, they're discussing Kevin in the YouTube right now, the fine for the Falcons.
Okay.
And they're like,
which we hit at the top of the show.
Don't really care. Like, they're like, I don't. Like, it's Shador Sanders. The NFL is trying to say this can't happen again. Like, this is ruining things.
Yes.
So don't let this happen again.
Yes. No, I agree with that.
That's why the fine exists.
And that's why they listed it as breach of confidential information.
Exactly.
So it wasn't like, oh, we feel bad about what happened to Dion. Like, that's fine. And maybe they do. But they feel bad that their process got circumvented.
Exactly.
All right. Now, I want to go to the 100 people versus gorilla for just a second, because Corey has run down a list of sports people, and I have started to catch the fever that we can do this. I hadn't really thought about this. I would never want to fight a gorilla, but
I see it
when you gave out this list, I was like, maybe.
There was a time that Reggie and I were discussing the gorilla with a sword, and we were like, no, you're not going to fight that gorilla. I don't even want to take my chances with that.
Were the people talking about like 100 third graders or whatever?
Yeah.
And it depends, do they come in single file
you
or do they all go
one up by the legs and just spin in a circle until they're all knocked out. That's how you do it. So they went through this person. And I'm sorry, I don't know who J.P. Hovey is. I don't want anybody that's in the conversation. He has a top 100 list of people that he wants to be in this fight against the gorilla. Number 100, myself, won't do anything but can claim I was on the team that got the dub. And that's very important.
That's a good point.
R. Kelly, bait. P. Diddy, bait. Harvey Weinstein, bait. All right, so those are names that he just threw out there for
just
bait.
1 second. Uh-huh. Is the gorilla aware of happenings in the social world?
No, they're put out there. Okay. And we understand that we're not really concerned about them because of the social world.
Okay, you made it sound like the gorilla's like, oh, that son of a gun tried to cast and couch my cousin. Went after her.
Number 89, Conor McGregor from Roadhouse, though, that version of him.
You're not going to go full Bobby, though.
88 is Ken Griffey Jr. as a photographer. So that's an important one to have there.
We got a lot of secondary jobs on this team.
There's also... Tyson Fury, throw him out there. But here's your top 25 on his list. Number 25, Zion Williamson.
I get
that. Dude's a beast. He's an absolute beast. Another one, Jason Momoa at 24.
Ooh, Aquaman.
Number 23, Kris Jenner as bait. Number 22 and 21.
We have a lot of bait.
Tom Hardy. Yeah. Well, some people are dying. Some people are getting knocked out. And so you're going to need more bait around just to bring them in, you know. Turtle Man and Tom Hardy. Khabib at 20.
Oh, yeah.
Jokic's brother at 19.
Oh, yeah.
Which one, though?
I need both of them.
Okay, so they're a pair. Reuben Foster at 18. Number 17, a random psycho high school defensive coordinator / history teacher. You know you had one. It was Coach Cates, all right? It was mine. Because he bench-pressed 245 pounds with one hand. I saw it.
Do you think he'll also throw off the gorilla because he'll be wearing his coaching shorty shorts? You know what I'm talking about.
They're called bike shorts because the name is B-I-K-E, and they have two buttons at the top.
Yeah, they have these shorty shorts that would make 1970s NBA players blush at how short they are.
Number 16, 50 Cent in his prime. Number 15, Ja Morant in charge of celebration after the dub because he's going to throw a grenade.
Still, my biggest issue with this list is we have too many people that aren't part of the main quest.
No, they are. They're going to be involved. Number 14, Undertaker, the last guy to enter.
Yeah.
What does that mean? That sounds gross. What does it mean?
He likes to show up at the end of the Royal Rumble.
All right. Numbers
Brock Lesnar?
13, 12, and 11, Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, and Steve Ranella.
Okay.
Number 10, my dad, when he was mad at me for handing him the wrong screwdriver. Well, you've never seen a dad more angry than whenever his kid doesn't know which tool he asked for.
I just wish.
I used to hold the flashlight for
I
my
could
dad.
Could have seen my dad get angry.
Okay, yeah, I get it. Yeah, you're right. That's why I said my dad, Kevin. Number 9, Deontay Wilder, you know, for that one punch.
Yes.
The Rock at 8, David Goggins for the halftime speech at number 7, because you're going to need that motivation.
The halftime speech? You don't get to call a timeout against the gorilla.
You don't know. Maybe the gorilla just said actually, that was part of the CBA. The gorilla was like, look, man, if I'm going to do this.
It's a fair point. I can't say that. I have no idea the logistics of this competition.
Two actors at 6 and 5. Number 6, Sly Stallone. Number 5, Chris Hemsworth. Number 4, Ray Lewis, captain and pregame speech. You need him, all right? Okay. Alex Pereira, Pereira in charge of the walkout.
Yes.
And then Aaron Donald and John Jones at the top of the list.
And we got MMA represented, boxing, wrestling, basketball.
Dude, Aaron Donald being at the top of that is pretty impressive, though. So that's a tough group, man, that you're going to be going up against, Mr. Gorilla. Mr. Non-existent gorilla that's never going to happen in this fight.
So was this?
Why
just,
are we trying to do this?
I was about
why are we
to
trying
ask,
to get in a fight.
Was this just one person who put this out, like on TikTok, and everyone brought it up, or has this been like a percolating discussion for weeks?
I think Twitter's been rocking with it for a minute now.
Okay,
I noticed I was brought to the awareness of it on Monday. Monday is whenever my buddy was like, "Dude, have you seen this?" And then I started looking at Twitter and I was like, this is an absolute blast. The fact that people are being this creative with coming up with lists. And also anytime now that you see like videos of some woman beating up a car, they're like, add her to the list. You know, like you're just like, she's mad at her boyfriend for something. Go ahead and add her to it. So,
oh man. Then would you add E Honda? Because he can wreck
he's
that
not
car
real. He's not.
On Street Fighter.
I guess this is a fictitious gorilla, so I guess we can use fictitious E-Honda.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right, go ahead and give me cut number 8 as we transition from that to Wyatt Langford.
First pitch, he swings, hits one on the ground. Fair ball down the left field line. Ricochets off the sidewall back to left field. One run scores. Berger rounds third. He scores. Tavares racing around third. He scores without a throw. The left fielder Soderstrom had a tough time picking it up. Wyatt Langford with a bases clearing double. And the Rangers have a 7-run inning. And they lead 11-0.
You know, it's interesting.
That was an 8-run inning to finish it off, by the way.
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
Did you get nervous for half a second when Dane Dunning came in and immediately gave up 2 runs? And you're like, I know they're probably not going to come back, but what a kick.
I was not concerned at all.
Okay.
At that point.
For half a second, I got concerned because I was like, this is going to be catastrophic.
Yes.
We score all of the runs and then just totally lose it.
And, I mean, to that point, we discussed it a little earlier this morning. Jacob deGrom was phenomenal last night. To start off the game the way he did, he looked like he was Jacob deGrom again, pitching low in the zone, hitting those bottom corners. When Jacob deGrom is throwing all of his stuff on the bottom line of the strike zone, you're not hitting him. And so to go from that and then to get to Dane Dunning, they probably felt very good about themselves at that point because deGrom had been destroying them. But Dane Dunning, he did, you know, ultimately get you out of the game, and that's what matters.
Yes, I agree with that. Now, the idea of Wyatt Langford being the center fielder, we brought this up last year, and one of the biggest things working against him, or I guess there's two issues. He doesn't have a lot of outfield in general experience, let alone at center field. And then Evan Carter was still there. Well, Evan Carter went down to the minors, although...
Sounds like he's doing all right.
If you look at the last 10 games, we talked about his struggles to start the minor league season. But, like, that's what was probably always going to happen, right? Is you sent Evan Carter down there. My idea was to hit leadoff every single day. I realized for back management, that hasn't been possible. To hit leadoff every single day. I don't care if you strike out 50 times against left-handers. Get better every single time. And he started out horribly in the minors. But if you look at the last 10 games or so, and even a little bit before that, he has really started to heat up. So part of this will hinge on, would they bring Evan Carter back up sooner rather than later to patrol center field? Because if that happens, then we won't have this conversation as much. But if not, Wyatt Langford, the center fielder.
Okay.
Because Bruce Bochy compared him to Buster Posey. And I know you might be like, well, hold on, that's a totally different position. But here's the reason. He said, you think about the talent,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Player and how smart they are. And I compare him to Buster Posey. And one of the things he said was...
So he's eventually going to be our GM is what I'm hearing?
Maybe. But he said Buster got better and better, and Wyatt has done that as well. Neither of them had a lot of minor league at-bats. We brought them up. They had to figure it out while they were up here, and they did it quickly. It shows their ability to adjust. And so you can logically translate that to defensive purposes as well. Because don't forget, Wyatt Langford didn't have a ton of experience in left field either. And then... Bochy said, we've talked to Wyatt a little bit about it. I'll say this, he's a great option. He runs well. He's comfortable out there. But one of the issues right now is what happened? He just got back from the injured list.
Yep.
And as we've talked about with Josh Hamilton in the past, Mike Trout more currently, being the center fielder is brutal in terms of the running you have to do.
It's all what puts on your body.
Exactly. And so that was one of the things that Bochy threw out there. He goes, hey, we really want to ride with this for a minute, make sure he's healthy, and then we'll see. But not, I don't know. It's, we've talked to him, mm-hmm. and we'll see. So it sounds like this could happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the skill set of the player, he's the commander of the outfield at that point. He gets to kind of, you know, control everything that he wants, and he's such a smart player. And learning the positions still. Like, you still see moments where his tracking, you're like, oh, well, what did he need to do there?
Yep.
Like, those still exist, but he's learning at a very fast rate. And his consistency in his daily approach, I think, is another thing that he sees that's similar to Posey in the way that they go about their business to get better. They don't get too beat up by anything. They're just so consistent and steady. And then on top of that, the power that comes along with it. So you know that there is a high ceiling for that player in particular.
And Wyatt Langford, you saw it again yesterday. I know we played the highlight of the hit when the game was pretty much over, but he had also drawn a walk. Him and Josh Smith are the only two consistent players you have that have an on-base percentage at 400 or, quite frankly, anywhere near 400. And so it makes a lot of sense because you've put Wyatt in the leadoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, hey, your center fielder is your leadoff hitter.
Yep.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense throughout the history of baseball. Though I know baseball has been evolving.
Yeah. Otis Nixon was not Wyatt Langford.
Sure.
Damon Buford was not Wyatt Langford. You know this.
Absolutely, but I'm fascinated by this idea. And I don't know how long it takes to say, hey, we feel comfortable that he's healthy. And then it might be another thing where, hey, let's wait until Corey Seager comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to have like the top of our lineup constructed how we want. Then we can start making defensive shifts. Or maybe those have nothing to do with one another.
The 214, why are you guys trying to get rid of Taveras? Here's last night, he got lucky. He bobbled a ball in center field and threw it to second base. And the guy who slid into second base overslides the bag. Which is weird to me that the bag has gotten bigger and I'm seeing more people overslide the bag. This doesn't make sense. They need to start practicing with smaller bags. But he throws it, the guy overslides and gets tagged out by Josh Smith. He got lucky that happened. Otherwise, that's another error. And we've seen a calamity of them from him this year, and I haven't liked it. And I'm a huge fan of his defense, and his defense has been the thing that's been beating me up this season.
And he has played significantly better over what, probably like the last 3 weeks, but for the month, he has an on-base percentage of 262 and an OPS of 646. Now, you can live with that, as Corey just said, if he's rocketing around center field, making amazing defensive plays on a consistent basis, as well as the boring ones.
Yes, exactly. And the boring ones are the ones that are killing
me. Yeah, and you haven't seen that, at least with Wyatt Langford. I think you'll go through the same process, but you'll go through the process because he doesn't have any experience there.
Mm-hmm.
For Leody, he's been there.
Yeah.
He's been there for the big team.
Yeah, I said that at some point. I thought that that Altuve was going to cost the Astros 14 games this year in the outfield. And so there are moments where I'm like, man, how many is Leody costing me this year?
Yeah. So, and it doesn't have to be get rid of Leody, but I am curious how this discussion goes, whether it's because Evan Carter is ready to go or whether because Wyatt Langford is getting healthy and they've decided that's the best for the club. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I feel like it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus has NIL met its match, and is his name Rick Ross? Next on The Fan.
Oh, KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. In case you're listening at the airport, I hope I'm not the person breaking the news to you. Flights at DFW and Dallas Love Field airports have been ground to a stop as the storms come through.
What storms?
I mean, it feels like you can look out our window and see them pretty prevalent.
What are you talking
prevalent
about? It's nighttime. We're obviously still in the night show at 11:30.
What? It does kind of feel like we're coming up on the no shirt.
Nighttime
yeah,
news.
Yeah, exactly. In the meantime.
I'm glad you stopped yourself because people were getting ready to start taking their shirts off right when you started saying that.
Hey, if you want to take your shirt off, take your shirt
it's
off.
Not time.
But just we don't get pictures on the text anymore.
You can tweet them to us.
Yes, you can. At KNC1053. Now. The person who never shuts down, unless he's tired from a busy weekend.
But always takes a shirt
off. It's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
You just made me remember one of my buddies in college taking radio classes. One of his sayings, because he was an absolute monster in the gym, he was like, my goal in life is to only ever put a shirt on to take it off. And
oh
those
God,
are words I live
it
by. Yeah, those are words I live
Please
by now.
You're still friends with that person.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, and that's something that I think of anytime I'm like, I don't really want to do core work today. And then I look in the mirror and I'm like, I want to be able to take a shirt off just because I can, you know, and not feel bad about it. It's time for AM on the FM right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day, Twitch and YouTube as well. And then I'm going to tell you how Rick Ross might be the key to recruiting in college
I'm
football.
Really fascinated about this.
This is actually a pretty cool story, I can't lie. And I don't think it's going to combat NIL in any way, but it's kind of fun to think that it will. And you said, unless I'm tired from a busy weekend, I'm not anymore. You know what I'm tired from?
Me, my jokes.
That, and I feel like over-the-counter allergy medicine is here to kill you. Like... I swear this, I don't know what it feels like, but I swear this is what I imagine narcotics feel like.
Like Allegra? Or
yeah, I think it was Claritin, maybe.
Whoa. Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, and of course, I'm dumb and I didn't get the kind that openly says non-drowsy on the bottle. I just got the cheapest kind because, you know, balling on a budget. And it might have just been like kind of like a generic over-the-counter, maybe like CVS brand or whatever. But man, I did the yard work yesterday. I took the allergy pill on the wake up. I feel worse. Like, I feel like I could just go to bed right now.
Oh,
like,
man.
Are my sinuses clear now? Yes. That's amazing. I can actually breathe out of my nose, and I'm very thankful for that. But, man, I'm, like, halfway here. This is amazing. So, hey, big allergy meds. Why do you hate me? Text that in, 877-881-1053. But the question of the day today, gentlemen, on the national day calendar, it's National Preparathon Day.
Ooh.
So this is a day for you to celebrate and prepare for any big major things that could be happening in life, such as natural disasters and whatnot. It's kind of like a government thing, like, hey, you should always have a plan, you know, be prepared for the worst. But the way I interpret it is there's a lot of really common and simple things in life that I feel like I over prepare for and I overthink. So what are some common things in life that you feel like you over-prepare and overthink? Because
this show.
I could see that, yes. With your timing and everything, the way you forward think about everything, you're very progressive in that manner. I'm
the
like
the way I wreck the show every day.
Yeah, probably.
Take a sledgehammer to all his plans.
Do you actually plan that out? Do you wake up and say, I'm going to use this one line to throw off Kevin today during this segment?
Oh, man.
Or is it all...
Because this is all just natural quarry, you know? That's just the way it is.
I don't know if I would be more impressed with the fact that you planned it out way in advance or that you're doing it
yeah,
off the
I don't
dome.
Know either.
I don't know which I would be more impressed by. I legitimately do not. But I think about some of the dumbest things way too much. Like, I plan out my trips to the grocery store. Now that I've discovered the curbside pickup thing, it's not as much of a thing. But I map it out in my head. Okay, I'm going to walk in. I'm going to grab a basket. I'm going to start in this corner of the store. I'm going to make my way through here. I'm going to go at this exact time because I know it's not as busy.
Yes.
I chronically overprepare for something that I know is going to take, what, maybe 20 minutes because I'm just shopping for myself. It's nothing crazy. But I overprepare like a grocery store trip, and I really just overprepare my day in general. I know exactly what time I'm going to get home most days. I know exactly what time I'm going to get to the gym, what time I'm going to shower, what time I'm going to eat. Everything is scheduled out to a T.
Like a prisoner?
Pretty much. And if it gets thrown off by, I give myself, you know, probably 15 minutes of grace, you know, for things that I don't expect to happen, like traffic or whatnot. But if we start talking about like things happening 30 minutes off of what I expected, like I legit get flustered. I'm like, this is throwing off my entire day.
So for me, I think I far too often reverse engineer what time I can leave for places to get there exactly what I want, what time I want, even when factoring in like outside sources. Look, we've talked about this. I think the stupidest phrase anyone has ever said is, if you're on time, you're late.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
I have to think that way.
That makes no sense. Tell me what time you want me to be there, and that's when I'll be there.
That's good for you.
But for a lot of people.
For my sister?
Not so much.
Oh my gosh, you better tell her it's an hour later or an hour earlier.
Yes.
Otherwise, she's going to be late. And she knows. Kaylee, you know.
And so I will reverse engineer wherever we need to go instead of being like, what time do you want to leave? Like 4:30. I'll be like, well, hold on. Let's think about this. We need to be there at 5:00. It's supposed to take approximately 22 minutes given the traffic pattern. So theoretically 4:38. But you don't want to leave at that time just in case there's a problem. So maybe 4:33. And so then other people will be like, yeah, so like 4:30. I'm like, no, 4:33. Because that's how my brain works.
You leave at 4:33?
You can always leave at a specific
time. Just
leave
time. At 4:30.
No.
Or 4:35.
Here's an amazing.
That's too close to it.
See? But that's how my brain works. And I'm going to tell you a fun story. Two things. First of all, a big argument that Jess and I got. Not a big argument, but an argument we got in early in the dating phases. We were supposed to leave somewhere at 10 o'clock. We got in the car and left at 10:10. And she goes, see? We're on time. And I looked at her and I was like, what are you saying? In what universe is 10:10 on time for 10 o'clock? And now she put that into practice because her family is like, let's just get together in the afternoon or lunchtime or what. That stresses me out.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jess.
Give me a time. 1 o'clock.
Exactly.
There.
Unbeknownst to me for the longest time, just started making up times. Like if we would go to her family's lake house because they're fancy. She would say, yeah, we need to be there at 1:30.
Just for you?
Yes. But she didn't tell me that.
It's a hell of a wife
right there.
For like
a couple years. And one day I was like, oh man, we're going to be late. And she goes, hey, you know, I just make those times up, right? I was
this is great.
Stunned by this. And I go, what? And she goes, yeah, they still say the same thing. In the afternoon, maybe after lunch, something like that. And she's like, they never give a specific time. I made that up for you.
That's amazing.
I do want to.
She gets me.
That's commitment.
This might cause a rift between us,
oh,
Kevin.
No.
Because Kevin, you've said many times you think it's stupid. If you're on time, you're late. However, you have been on time out at Globe Life Field before, and things have made you late. And how often am I there very early and relaxed? And easygoing. How many times have you walked in? You're like that SOB at the front counter.
Yeah. And that is something that gets me in trouble in my life. I get mad when people just don't do
their effing jobs.
They messed up
your plans. Yeah. You're like, this is my plan.
I was like, no, my plan was sound. You messed it up. By the way, when we went up there on opening day, we had to wait longer in the line because one of our sister stations, they could not get the credentials properly. And I was like, hey, this sounds mean. Move them to the side until you figure that out. Let's let the rest of the line keep going.
Guess who was there early? Just waiting.
Hey, we made it on time. I even made it on time when I had to wait for Derek Holland, who went through the most intensive thing I've ever seen in my life.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, Alec. We're going to tell this story real quick. So Derek brings his backpack up to go into the ballpark. And I was like, that's fine. And then he goes, all right, I got to get my credential. Gets his credential and he goes, hold on. I got to drink these two drinks. And he pours out these two drinks in these tiny cups and like takes shots of them and then throws them away. And he was like, okay, I had to do that. And then he goes, oh, where's my phone? And I was like, your phone is in your hand. And he goes, no, not that phone, my other phone.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, what are you even saying? And he goes, oh no, I don't have my other phone. And he had to go walk all the way back. And then in the meantime, he goes, hey, will you take my bag and just take it in? I was like, I don't really think you're supposed to do that. And he's like, well, just like take it in.
That time we did at the airport. Yeah. Yeah.
And then he opened up his bag and goes, ooh, let me just grab this one thing.
It was an expensive watch.
Oh.
Or expensive pair of sunglasses.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Glasses that was, Kevin had.
You could think it was. You could think it was whatever he wanted. All of that is what it took to get into the ballpark.
And I remember when he was walking up, the look on his face. For me, and I play it off as I'm loosey goosey and don't really care about a lot of things. But when vacations come around, I want to make sure that there's something every day, at least something. I don't even have to do it. I just want to make sure that I've prepared. I know restaurants that are around. I know things that are available to me. I know where all the little locations are. And if there's something that I can surprise the kids with, I want to be able to do something like that. So I over prepare. But then when I get to the beach, then I just give up. You know, I'm just like, whatever. This is where I wanted to be anyway. Why did I even plan all this stuff?
So,
but it's exciting to do the planning part of it. It is exciting.
That's what my family calls planned relax time. Because I'm like, hey, if we can get this going at 2 o'clock, we can knock out this whole movie. And they're like, okay, so it's planned relax time.
That's what I'm going to call any unproductive time at the house now. Yeah. That's going to be my fallback. I'm going to use that as an excuse. Thank you for that. Got some ammo now. But
great
let's
job,
see. Rick Ross might be helping lure a big recruit to the University of Miami. And this is actually the same exact track that they took almost to a T to land Cam Ward. And
that worked out.
It worked out. So Miami is trying to land a commitment from AJ Halsey. He is a really good defensive back that started his college career at New Mexico. Former three-star recruit. He transferred to Houston. Now he's back in the portal. So he was first team all Big 12 and everything. Very warranted to have this level of interest. And he's in the transfer portal now. He's in high demand after re-entering. Ole Miss, LSU, and Miami are the primary suitors as of this point. And it looks like it's coming down to the Rebels and the Canes. He was in Florida yesterday to visit Miami and the university and everything. To start off, they set him up at some luxury hotel that he posted on his Instagram. Looks very, very fancy. Nice. Mario Cristobal somehow got him a police escort to tour downtown Miami in a convertible. Traffic literally stopped so they could drive him around town. And then he ends his night with a very expensive dinner at one of the top steakhouses on South Beach. And then while he's eating, you know who stops by to say hi? Rick Ross. They called in Rick Ross
to come
say hi to this recruit as they're trying to land. They don't even have him yet. Ole Miss is still in the fight here. They still have a very strong chance of landing him. But Cristobal invited Rick Ross to come surprise him, one of his favorite rappers, to come surprise him at dinner. They took a picture together, posted it on Instagram. If that doesn't land you a very highly touted recruit, I don't know what will. So Rick Ross, good on you for helping out your school.
That is really cool. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. I've got some NFC East off-season grades for you. Now. Yes, next on The Fan.
On first down, he goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan right now. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip and rip it.
In case you missed it from earlier, Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator for the Falcons, he was fined $100,000, and the team was fined $250,000 for the Shedeur Sanders prank call. Specifically, the NFL said for failing to safeguard confidential information.
That is true.
Because Shedeur said he'd like gotten that phone with that number just for the draft, which actually is a pretty good idea. You don't want to get a phone call and you're like, oh my gosh.
This is how you can contact me.
And you think it's like going to be the Browns significantly earlier and it's one of your stupid friends. You're like, leave me alone. I'm busy.
Yeah, and that's true too. One of your friends is going to be like, dude, hey man, we're getting on Call of Duty right now. Are you going to get on? And you're like, dude, I'm busy trying to get drafted right now.
Yes.
But just think about this for a second, Kevin. We get a bunch of those numbers. We have a black book.
Sure.
That has all that information.
Yep.
Has one time that ever thought gone through your mind that, you know what? I want to prank call Jerry Jones today. Or I've never even, no, stop it now. Now the thought has. But I never think about stuff like that. The only thing that goes through my mind is this is a secret for a lot of people and I got to keep it a secret too.
Now, if I did call Jerry Jones, one of the first things I would say is, hey, can you tell me what your monthly electricity bill is during the season? Or can you put me in contact with the person who handles
You've
that?
You've asked him that question on air
I
and he refuses
know.
To answer.
And he's like, it's tens of thousands of dollars. And I want to like, I get that.
Yeah, but I want to know the number.
Exactly. Like, are we talking like 12,000? Are we talking 87,000?
And
like,
what's the rate? What's the kilowatt rate you're
rocking
with?
Surely he's got to get something. And like that's you brought it up the other day. Maybe that's what he's stoked about if they have a Sunday night or Monday night game. He's got the nights and weekends plan. And so he's like, yeah, we'll take care of this.
Rollover minutes.
Fifth year, man.
Alec, did you ever experience rollover minutes?
Yeah.
I did. All right. So he's not that young. All right.
Because in the break, we asked him about the spirograph and he said he didn't know what that was.
What's the spirograph?
And then we described it to him and he goes, oh, is that what that's called? Yeah, I've used that.
No clue.
All right. So we got to give you some updates on team options. The Eagles, not surprisingly, are exercising Jordan Davis's fifth year option. The Falcons, who have kind of been dragging their feet on this a little bit, they will exercise Drake London's fifth-year option, while the Jags will not. exercise Devin Lloyd's fifth-year option for the 2026 season.
Okay.
Let's go from that to the reason why we played the Eagles highlight was NFC East off-season grades. What grade do you think the Cowboys get or deserve? Now, I realize there's still plenty more time in the offseason, but you've seen a draft that I feel like people pretty universally thought was at least solid, if not really good, after yet another underwhelming free agency period.
I would probably give the Cowboys a B plus.
Okay.
Their draft was very good. Their free agency, as you said, underwhelming, but they did fill a lot of areas. Just for me, the loss of Jordan Lewis, the loss of Zach Martin, the loss of DeMarcus Lawrence is kind of, that hurts. Sure. Yeah. So those three guys, like in particular.
Is the loss of Brandon Cooks doing
anything? Really.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, I wanted him to be better than he was here.
That's fair.
The whole time he was here. And while I liked the guy, I thought the guy was great. Last year really let us down. Really let the Cowboys down.
Now the Dallas Cowboys per CBS, they got a B minus.
Okay.
But
that's very fair.
Yeah, but the concerning thing for the rest of the division, if you buy in to these grades, the Giants get a B, the Commanders get a B plus, and the Eagles get an A. And so you already had a good deal of work to make up the ground behind Washington and Philadelphia, and I don't think most sane people expected the Cowboys to do that strictly in this offseason. But to see at least one spot that's like, I still think both of those teams had better offseasons than you did, that's kind of humbling.
Yeah, keeping Lane Johnson around is big for them.
Yep. And they kept Zach Bond.
Yeah, and Saquon. Yeah, that's another good one right there.
Saquon's unbelievable.
And their draft was another one. You know what? Their drafts just seem to be, of course, that's their draft. They're like
they got Jahad Campbell.
Yeah, they're like the Ravens to me, where you're just like, of course they get a dude like that.
Yeah.
That comes from the SEC that's going to make their defense better.
Now, I know you've been waiting for this. You've demanded that we led the show with it. We didn't. But here's the numbers for the Cowboys' top three draft picks.
Okay.
I've said this before. I don't care about this at all, but I know there's a lot of people who do. Tyler Booker will be number 52. Donovan Ezeraku will be number 41. And Siobhan Revelle will be number 27.
Okay.
Now you have that information if you want to buy a jersey accordingly.
Those are good numbers. Those are all good. No, I like those numbers for them.
What number do you not like?
53 has always been kind of a weird number for me.
Why is that?
Wyatt Johnston and Adolis, I feel like, you know, took that on, changed it for me, though. The shape of the numbers. Plus, I think, aren't they both female numbers? I'm not sure. I'll have to ask the people.
Wait, what did you just say?
877-881-1053. There are people out there in the world who believe that numbers have an assigned gender. And I know this is going to spark
a whole
different...
So I can misgender a number?
I know this is going to change everybody's conversation here, but there are people that, like, even... It was Colby was one of them. He was like, yeah, number two is definitely a male. And I was like, hold on, this doesn't make any sense. And I don't get it at all. But 53 is that weird number for me. But again, two really good players in DFW with that number.
I did not expect that direction.
I hope not. 53 really, you know, rocks one on tomorrow night, too.
I'm going to have to ponder what you just said for a little bit on the gender of the numbers.
Samantha ponder?
The Patriots release long snapper Joe Cardona. You might be like, who gives a crap? Fair and hurtful. The reason why you should give a crap, he was the last player left on the roster that was a teammate of Tom Brady's and that was on the team when they won a playoff game.
Okay.
So, like, obviously it's been in the works for a while. You can argue going back 5 or 6 years, but, like, this feels like the final step of saying these Patriots are nothing like the other ones.
And the 469, 100% even or males, odds or females, according to them.
What is that based on?
I don't know.
Disputing that. I don't know that.
Yeah. Back to you, Kevin.
All right. We'll look into it, I guess. Probably not. The Vikings have given Andrew Van Ginkle a 1-year, $23 million extension with $22.4 million guaranteed to keep him in Minnesota. Seattle Seahawks, they brought back Jonathan Hankins. They agreed to terms there. And then I thought this was kind of interesting. CBS Sports NFL insider Jonathan Jones made a bet with Delonte Walker that Shedeur Sanders would not fall out of the top two rounds, which feels like a fundamentally solid bet going into the draft. But Walker was like, no, yeah, if he goes beyond the second round, I win. And he won $1,000 because of that bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he even nailed it and said that he would be in the fifth round. Exactly. So like, that's even better.
Should have added extra prop bets
for every round I get right. You give me an extra grand.
Yes. That would have been very cool. All right, let's go.
And then if my goalie gets 26 and a half saves, I'll get the dub.
And he had 23, but then he got ill and he left the game. All right. Let's talk about Travis Hunter. Man, you need to draft Travis Hunter for your fantasy league.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Because Travis Hunter, in leagues that only use offensive roster positions, Travis Hunter will be eligible as a wide receiver. In leagues that include both offensive and defensive roster positions, he is eligible at both wide receiver and cornerback. Let's take this a step further. In leagues that include both offensive and defensive roster positions, Hunter will earn fantasy points for both his offensive and defensive stats, regardless of where you have him rostered at.
So what you're saying is he's going to get, let's say he gets 100 yards receiving and two catches. So that's going to be 12 points. He's getting 12 points on both offense and defense.
And I feel like you pretty consistently will just roster him as a cornerback then, right?
Yeah.
Because you're like, I got other wide receivers that can put up those numbers by themselves. Yeah. But that is truly amazing.
This is the Taysom Hill approach.
Yes.
Taysom Hill, he can be a running back, wide receiver, quarterback, tight end. You can line him anywhere up, and the points that he gets. Now, it's not consistent. It's not as consistent as I bet it's going to be with Travis Hunter, but that is the approach. And you do this in fantasy baseball, too. The guy plays second base, but he also plays first, third, fifth. Yeah, you can do whatever with him.
Man, I always had at least two or three utility players that I felt great about my bench, and I was like, I'll always have somebody to play because that dude can play second, short, third. This guy plays first and left field and catcher. And so I just thought it was amazing that Yahoo's like, hey, we need to put this out. We need to answer this question.
Go ahead and make this happen
right now. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, are these Cowboys on notice following the team's draft selections? And can Jake Ferguson get it back on track? Next on The Fan.